A new challenger has appeared in the ongoing Gamergate war, and that is religion. Now it is Goonergate. And what's transpiring right now is the expected outcome from getting so many wins and having the gamers take back games and seeing the other side all but completely disappear because they had no leg to stand on. Now it turns into infighting because that's the next step in the evolution. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Smash JT. And we all should have seen this coming from a mile away, where people who are on the, we'll just say, heavily religious side of things are seeing this moment as their opportunity to pounce for censorship. And while I'm not somebody that's ever going to tell people how they should act and what they should believe in and what they do believe in is wrong or right, I really don't care about that kind of stuff. What you believe in is up to you, but don't use your beliefs to come and police and censor me. Hit that subscribe, give me a like, and check out smashjt.com for the full article breaking down Goonergate and giving the full explanation, at least up to this point, as to what's transpired and how we've gotten here. Those of us buried in the sands of internet time know that the gaming industry is no stranger to cultural battles, and for years now, the community has fought back hard to preserve the creative freedom that made gaming a groundbreaking artistic and entertaining medium. But just when you thought the tide had turned and woke games that were pushing ideologies taking massive loss after massive loss, gamers rallied together to celebrate the freedom of choice in gaming. When woke games pushing ideologies took massive loss after massive loss, and gamers rallied together to celebrate freedom of choice in gaming, a seemingly new faction emerged to try to take the reins of control. The religious side, determined to play moral arbiter over what the community should and should not be allowed to enjoy. And this is a very nuanced take here because it's not so cut and dry. As far as where I'm standing in all of this, I grew up extremely religious, Roman Catholic family, full disclosure. I went to a Catholic high school, Catholic college. I know all this stuff and it was pretty indoctrinated in me. But as far as me, I've kind of taken a big step back from all of that personally, but I respect and understand the people that do believe in it strongly. And for them, I'm happy for you and I'm proud of you, but stay away from my games. The latest controversy centers around a content creator, specifically by the name of Dread Roberts, aka Sickly the Ninja on X. And his critiques I've typically always respected ever since I first heard of him a few months ago, and he's seemingly gone off the deep end with a wild take here. It all started when Pirate Nation shared a GIF of Haley from the game The First Descendant, showing off her, well, scantily clad figure, we'll just say, with cheeky animations. And Pirate Nation simply captioned it, "Is this what gamers want?" And honestly, a fair question on the surface, at least I thought. I didn't really see it devolving into what it did, but again, right here is the opportunity that people on the heavily religious side took to try to take control of the situation. They saw that the other side, the woke side, had been losing so bad that this was an opportunity to take full control, to seize it, and tell people they are the moral arbiters of truth and what direction the game industry should be going. And historically, in my humble opinion, having religion control anything is not a great idea. Things quickly spiraled when John F. Trent, Melanie Mac, and Dread Roberts, among many other creators that I get along with typically, I know they're strongly religious, and again, I respect their ability to practice and care and believe about what they ever want to believe in. That's not the point of this. But when you start pushing that as the moral arbiter of truth and telling people how they should think, how they should act, and what the game should and shouldn't have in them based off of your ideologies, you're no better than the other side. Judd Roberts responded to Pirate Nation saying, "Any person with a modicum of decency would say no. This is not where the future of gaming should be headed. The constant promotion of half-naked women as the greener side of gaming is getting ridiculous. And I'm beginning to think that these people who say they want to save gaming don't actually want to save it. So many claim to care about morals and the future generations and not giving even an inch of progress to devs who push woke ideology or whatever else. But then they'll turn around and tell young men and women to support titles that throw this stuff in your face." And I gotta stop there and just say, who's saying that? I'm just saying that we should support developers' ability to create what they want and let the market decide. Let the gamers purchase the games they want and let the open market, the freedom of choice, take precedent in all of this. Most of what I've seen for months now from these accounts are butt cheeks and cleavage. Seriously, how is this making gaming better? All we're doing is pushing normies in the same direction, but on a parallel track. People may argue, we just want to push back on the ugly women agenda, just trying to make a point to the lefty weirdos. Okay, so where do we draw the line then? Because there doesn't appear to be one. Which, it kind of feels like a straw man argument there, because I'm not saying a girl has to be hot in order to buy the game. I'm just saying it would be nice if the girls started to look at least mildly attractive and somewhat like an actual woman in these games, and we could partake in the fantasies of playing these games as escapism, which is what video games always have been. That is why I say we need real adults with real ambitions, aspirations, and a mature outlook on the future to lead the charge in this industry. People who have their priorities straight and their arousal in check. And this in itself, there's not really any religion in this, but holy crap, there's a lot of undertones in religion from it, which I could extract from it saying that most likely there's something going on with Dread Roberts and religion here. It's things like this I've learned over the years covering the video game industry that you start to see patterns, you recognize them right away. And of course, doing some very quick surface level research, I find that yes, of course, Dread Roberts is just like everyone else falling into this religious zealot category that push their ideologies on people to make them feel the way they do. When you start saying that people need to have their priorities straight and their arousal in check, I don't know. That's kind of like something that a religious zealot would say when they're trying to keep people in a position to say, you're not allowed to be excited about an attractive girl in a video game. To which, again, I would say, why do you care? Why are you trying to police what people are interested in buying and playing? And if they're not, okay, the market has decided that that's not what they're buying and playing. But as we're seeing right now, it kind of is. I responded with, when you are becoming exactly what you're fighting against, you are no better than those you're trying to stop. And he responded with a very bizarre personal attack on my family and a justification for moral high ground. I'm not really sure what he was trying to get at with this, but let me just read it to you and let you decide here. Smash, who is apparently a married man with children of his own, seems to think that another married man with children of his own setting boundaries and having morals and values is becoming exactly what you're fighting against. Hilarious! I've been fighting against DEI relentlessly and was one of the very first people to defend him when Mercante was going after his wife. Oh well, lesson learned, I guess, with the skull face and like, well, what, now because I question you, you're saying you shouldn't have defended me when she came after my wife? What? How are you making that correlation? What? We're trying to have a conversation here. Also, are you trying to say you're the moral arbiter of truth and the adult in the room, and then acting like this? Incredibly, how my call for not taking things to extreme just to own the other side has shaken people to the core so hard that their brains have snapped in two. It's hard to believe, really. But what you don't understand here, Dread Roberts, is by telling people how the games should be made and what the games should include and what they shouldn't is a form of censorship. I know you didn't necessarily say the word you want things censored, but you're directing the industry in a way using your beliefs and your moral high ground to say this is what the games should be so that they don't go to the extremes of what they've been headed. Which is, I gotta be honest, that's censorship. And why did you bring my family into this? That's so weird. That's what the other side does. It's just, I don't know. That's really strange to even go there, but whatever. I said, weird take, but whatever. In my humble opinion, gaming is not about morals and setting boundaries. It's about escapism and enjoyment. If a game comes out that isn't for you, don't support it. That's your right as a customer. What you are doing here with this stance is purposefully antagonizing people fighting against censorship for a reaction. I will always call for less regulation in an artistic space, not more. Telling developers how they should be able to make a game and how they shouldn't makes you no better than the challenges we are facing right now. And I stand by that statement. I don't feel like I'm being aggressive and rude. I'm just saying, hey bro, What you're trying to do here is you're trying to take control of the direction the game industry should go. And all I'm saying is take your hands off the wheel and let the game industry drive itself. That's where the best games always come from. Jordan Roberts continued talking to other people, talking about how they're drawing lines about posting constant nudity and how this is something that shouldn't be a part of the games, and they are drawing lines there, and it's not censorship because it's just gooners going too far and they want to stop that. And I'm like, okay, so I'm trying to figure out where this squiggly line gets drawn. I wrote, curious about these squiggly lines of morality you keep drawing here. How do you feel about horror games with chainsaws and gore? Or first-person shooters with piles of bodies being stacked up? Apparently, those are cool with your adult beliefs, but hot girls, get them out! I'm desperately trying to keep up with the lack of logic and moral grandstanding, but you're losing me. He's going out of his way to ignore the criticism of his language choice, and it's really obnoxious. He can dislike something, but using morality language and trying to speak for more than himself based on an arbitrary moral appointment to try to shield himself from disagreement is where people are upset. Otherwise, perhaps I'll use his language against him and call him indecent for liking games depicting murder. How are those okay? Why are we saying, oh, you can't goon over hot girls, but bring me all the Resident Evils in the world and let's get some chainsaws and cut people in half all the time, because that's totally fine with my moral code. It's like, okay, so now everyone else has to just be on board with what's okay with you and what's not and how far you're allowed to go with this stuff. How about, I know, crazy idea here, and I hate to say this because I'm not a big fan of the ESRB, but how about we just allow the ESRB that's in control and allowing these games to be rated naturally and let the community decide what they want to purchase based off the ratings and what the games have? And if there's a million games out there that are just hot girl after hot girl going further and further and further, the ESRB is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger depending on how far they go down the line with that. And then you also have the topic of too many games that are too samey, and then people start getting sick of that. So naturally, the game industry will course correct. Stop trying to place your morals and ethics on what games are being made so that you can control how the game industry moves forward. The most ironic and troubling part of this debacle is how it mirrors the exact tactics that ideological factions that gamers have spent years fighting against continue to use. Now that we're winning the cultural war against censorship, another faction emerges, religion, seeking to replace one form of control with another. And yes, I would argue it's definitely better, but still not great, and still not ideal. And that's where I kind of have to draw the line and say, yeah, I understand that religion at least has morals and ethics and a direction, but not everyone agrees with them, especially some of the interesting, more Puritan versions of the religious stuff. So it's almost better just to take a big step back from all of this. Understand that you have your own personal bias. You have your own beliefs and religions. Great. Everyone does. Some people don't believe in anything. Nihilism. Okay. No one really cares, because what it comes down to in a free and open market is buying the best games that fit what you want to play. And as gamers, you have that choice to support the developers that are making great games. And at the end of the day, that's really all I care about and what I stand for. Anyways, I'm going to leave it there. If you want more information, check out smashjt.com. It's a much more exhaustive article with even more screenshots and other comments, because holy crap, the internet and X specifically today pretty much exploded from this with lots of comments from lots of people giving their opinions on it. And I feel like this is just the beginning of round two of Gamergate, and we'll call it Goonergate. I'll leave it there. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you appreciate what I'm doing, hit that join button. And as always, you stay smashing. Smash J.